The other day, I got a comment on one of my YouTube videos that said something like, why are you the only person talking about content ID or identify? Why do you talk about identify so much? Is something fishy going on? Well, yeah, something fishy is going on if you call getting a $500 check fishy from a company that is making sure people aren't using my music illegally on YouTube videos. So again, this is not a video sponsored by Identify, unless you want to sponsor me, Identify. Ding. You're probably wondering if you should be using Content ID, and I understand that there are people who don't want to. I talked to Daniel. I think he is starting to use it now, Daniel of Stock Music Licensing, and I know he was not using it, and now he is thinking about using it. But this is a very important thing that I want to talk about. You know, I talk a lot about stock music and licensing and micro licensing on this channel, and it's not the only thing we talk about, but right now it is a lot of what we're talking about since I have a course and everything getting ready to come out next week. I'll talk about that in a minute. And content ID is a big part of that course because it's a big part of making music income from micro licensing and really a lot of other things. But in this video, I want to point out some things, some reasons that you might need to be registered with someone, anybody, but especially someone who can really collect that very important content ID for you. Folks, this is an important topic and an important royalty that you are missing out on. And if you are not currently getting it, it would be like not being part of a PRO if you are putting your music to film and television. It just would not make any sense. So I want to go into some very important reasons why you need to be registered with a content ID collection service. And we are going to talk about several different angles, but we're also going to check in with our old friend, Mr. Chad Gippett today. I think that's how you pronounce his name, and see what he has to say about his AI counterpoint, content ID. So yeah, I'm the guy talking about content ID. And this video is why you should probably be monetizing it. Well, welcome to episode 88 of the Make Music Income podcast, where we talk about all kinds of ways to make music income, including sync licensing for film and TV and gaming and ads. And by the way, you might need content ID in that. Micro sync licensing and stock music licensing for YouTube and business uses, and you will definitely need content ID for that. Music publishing and royalties, which is content ID, is a royalty. It's a relatively new royalty that's come up. It's the back end of YouTube, basically, as far as music licensing. Music production for clients. Yep, gonna need it there. Being a music artist and making music income, you're going to need a content ID account there as well. So all of these things you're going to need content ID for, and that's why we're going to be talking about all this content ID nonsense today. And that's why I'm such a cheerleader for this. And I'm going to show you in a minute. One reason why I'm a cheerleader is because I got paid last week and it really helped me at the first of the month bills and all that kind of stuff. And that's really important to have those kind of things. Let's see who is in the chat today. Signature Music, thanks so much for hanging in with me. Hambone Tunes has a question. If someone makes beats and leases them, should content ID still be used? Would this affect those who buy the beat and do their own raps, and or won't it take their money? You know, that's a great question, and I'm not sure that has been solved yet, but it's the same thing with gaming and people who use do live gaming videos. Would content ID monetize their videos, and will it monetize things? I think that if you are a beat maker and you put something on BeatStars and someone downloads it and uses it and then puts it on there are ways that you can whitelist their channel for them if you want to. It's not like thousands of people are buying your beat. I know you would love that to happen, but probably only a couple to dozens are doing that. Just like the libraries, you can whitelist their channel for them if they are using something. So I'd go ahead and put it in Content ID myself. Thomas is in the house. Ron is in the house. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I really want to talk about this today, but first, probably should introduce myself. My name is Eric Copeland, and I have literally made hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not over $1 million, over the course of my career as a composer, a producer, an artist, a music consultant, a music teacher, a songwriter, background singer. I have done all the things. And I've supported my family 100% with this for a long time with music things, probably coming up on 23 years now. Now, most of you might not be in that situation yet. You might not be in a place where you can support your entire family with this, or you don't have a major record deal or a major publishing deal. And not many people do, to be honest with you. Most 99.9% of people who are in music do not have a major record deal or a major publishing deal. But that doesn't mean you can't make some music income to help you pay your bills. Like I said, I got a check in just last week, and it was very, very helpful in order to pay my first of the month bills. So it's very cool. So speaking of my week last week, let's talk about that. If I can get my titles right here. What did I do last week? Okay, so I had a really good video, and I'm going to put it in the link below, and you can see it on my Hello Composers channel. I had a really good video with my friend Dave Croft, and we talked about basic orchestration for DAW composers and beat makers, and I think it was a great conversation and a great primer for you. If you're ever thinking about putting orchestration or, you know, orchestral instruments into your mixes, because sometimes I'm prone just to go pick an orchestra patch and just play and move my hands around. But there's way more to it than that. And we talked about that in our video, so you'll want to see that. Also, I've been preparing a new place for you, and I've been kind of teasing it on this channel a bit, and I'll have more at the end of this video. So those of you who stick around to the end and watch this video about Content ID, we'll find out more about that as we get there. Let's see, what else have I been doing? It's a short week this week. Last week, I did get some music done. I am going to be going live again tomorrow on my Hello Composers channel, not on this channel. I will put something out about this. Tomorrow, I think I will be composing somebody through my way, a drum and bass and jazz brief today. So it's possible I may do that tomorrow, or I might do more of my Hallowmas, or I've got another Christmas type of tune. I've got a whole nother set of briefs for Christmas music. So that might be something I do. But tune in tomorrow. I'll be going live and doing a live composing thing. People seem to have been liking that. So I'll do that again tomorrow. All right. Well, there's probably way more than I did in my week. A lot of client work this week, a lot of client videos. So probably that has taken up a lot of my time. But let's go ahead and talk today about some Content ID matters. Now, again, this is all stemming from an email I got last week or something like that. And somebody was saying something about my Identify video and wondering, why had I gotten so crazy? I must be in bed with Identify. I must be like getting money from Identify to talk about this. And it's not really true. I mean, about the only money I get from Identify is from Identify because of my songs that are on, that I've registered with them. And, this isn't going to be a video that talks about Identify.com or AdRev or any other place. We'll talk about, which collector you should use in just a minute, because I think a lot of people get confused about this, about which Content ID collector they should use. Should they go with their distributor? Should they go with someplace like Identify or AdRev or different places? And this is technology that is changing all the time. I just saw the other day that one of the, I can't remember if it was TuneCore or who it was, but whoever it was is now partnering with AdRev to collect all their Content ID for their artists. And that's interesting. So we'll see what happens with that. But today, what I really want to talk about is, first of all, I want to just talk about my income. with this. Folks, I could show you, I can just show you what I've made with Content ID. Why not? Don't need that anymore. I'll just go and show you. Again, this is an income for me that has turned into a consistent income. As a matter of fact, if we were to look at my my income from all stock / micro licensing things, we would see that it's number two, and possibly by the end of this year could be number one. So you can see what I've made. And this is just this year. This is just 2023. And you can see every month there's a number of views over here of how many views that my that videos got that my music was in. And this is the number of claimed videos. Now, to me, this is the most exciting part of this. Not even necessarily what I'm making, but I'm 45 claimed videos, then 48, then 64. Every month, it's going up, which is a good sign. That means the more videos that get claimed, it's just like on your PRO where you have a lot of people using your music and then reporting it, and you get a lot of that's the whole point of royalties. You just want a lot of them, and it doesn't matter how big they are because they all add up. And same thing with Content ID. So I've got total claim videos continues to rise every time. It's going to be, it looks like it's going to be a bigger quarter three by the time this quarter is done. So far, we've only been told up till August what we've been being paid. But you can see here what I've been making this year so far, about $100. So I just got this payout on October 30th, these two payments, which added up to close to $500, which was super helpful in paying rent and everything. So that's very nice. So yeah, I got a payout this time. Now, next, it's very possible though, I mean, the July and August were way smaller. And so you have to make at least $100. So I'll need to make, so far quarter three is about $80. So hopefully I'll make over $20. And you never know, you could have months like it's 180, $180, $150, and then $17, $8. So it just depends because your videos fall off and on, or people monetize the videos you're on, or just different things happen. Last year I had a time where there was a place, video using 300,000 views it got in 1 month. And that was mainly one video, if I remember right. Yeah, this one right here getting 91. But you can see, this is all adding up. All of this stuff is adding up. And last year, I didn't get, well, I guess I did get going at the big, no, that was this year. Last year, I didn't really get going until February. But I'm telling you, this has become probably the second most income that I get from any kind of incomes from stock music and or microsync licensing. But it mostly has to do with YouTube. And from what I understand, Identify also collects from Facebook. They also collect from Instagram, I believe. Or at least that's what it, you can find on their site. Now, as far as I can tell, all these uses are on YouTube videos. I haven't gone through each and every one, but so there could be some Facebook things on there. If anyone is in the chat and has seen that differently, let me know. But that's just an idea. That just gives you a little taste of what I am seeing behind the scenes in this. And I think it is something that we've got to be part of. Hey, Stevie B in the house. Thanks. Yeah, just got another payout from Identify. Yeah, me too. Awesome. And it's a wonderful thing. I don't know what to tell you other than it's income. And it's income now that it's threatening to be the number one income of all stock, even over Motion Array, which there's something weird going on at Motion Array this month. I don't know if you guys are watching. Steve says Content ID payouts vary. They really do. I mean, I could make $8 or I could make 180. Who knows? And it's from month to month. It changes that strangely. So, but it is income. And like I said, it is likely going to be either my second or the most income I make this year from stock music. So all of those $1 sales or $5 sales or cheapo sales on any of the stock music libraries that I'm in. And those could potentially be YouTube videos that are doing that and then money coming in from Content ID. So that to me is a really important thing. The next important thing for me as far as income is concerned with Content ID is it's a catch-all for YouTube. No matter what you are, what's happening for you. Now, and I don't even know, by the way, there's no way to know back on that report that I get from Identify what stuff was brought in from Motion Array or what stuff was brought in from a download from Pond5. Or if someone just downloaded it illegally and put it on their video and that's that. It's listening to the song. It's not tracking data back to its source. So I really don't know. But for me, what this means is this is like a catch-all. This is a place that will make sure that if my stuff gets played and the person is not monetizing, I'll get paid. And I should tell you that if they are monetizing their own videos and they have whitelisted it and done it correctly, then likely you won't get paid for that because they get a claim against them and they can go and clear it wherever they got it at Pond5. Now, guess who can't clear it? People using your music illegally. And so if someone is using your music because they just found it online and they somehow got a recording of it and put it on there, well, they can't use it legally and therefore they can't even respond to that claim. They have to just let it be claimed. And so this goes for stock music, but it also goes for Spotify. So if someone takes downloads, somehow gets a song down, let's say they do a digital download or they just somehow get it off Spotify or they get it off YouTube somewhere, and then they put it behind their videos, this is a way that you can make sure that you're being paid for your music there. And I think that's a very important part. And then sync is a whole nother part of this. Because your stuff is going to be used, and this depends on your deal with your library. Most of my libraries, they include Content ID in the contract. But you could conceivably go direct with your song to a music supervisor. It could be used in a show. That show could be put on YouTube, and YouTube could hear the song there, and there's possibility of income there. Most likely, the networks will be trying to get their own Content ID, but I'm not really even sure how that works. But again, a catch-all. It catches everything that's coming in from everywhere. And so to me, that's very valuable and almost feels like a safety net so that stuff does not seep through and get out and not get paid for it. So that's another reason why I love Content ID, and I think it's very important. And then the question most people ask me is, which Content ID collector should I use? And they're always asking me, is it okay to go ahead and use the distributor that I use? Can I use my distributor to get that money? And the answer is, you certainly can, but it's a little, I don't know. I didn't get anything for years from Content ID through CD Baby and or DistroKid. And so I have completely quit. And once I signed up with Identify, which is a company that only goes after this, I still maintain that all of these companies are these distributors. They have things to do. I mean, they have a lot of things to do. So I just don't see that they are going to be doing as much work for you as a dedicated company. Again, I'm using Identify as the company because that's who I work with. But let's call it, you could say AdRev. There's probably other ones that collect this. To me, that Content ID collector is someone who is only after Content ID. They are not doing tons of other stuff. All right, a lot of people from Vancouver Island, British Columbia, and also from Vancouver. Stevie B asks, what's happening at Motion Array? Well, it's one of those months where there needs to be a big correction in the payments that are going on, because right now it doesn't look like that we are being paid correctly for what's happened last month, or at least what happened in October, because now it's very, very low. And it just like I got way like $20 less for more downloads than I had last month. So other people are seeing even larger discrepancies. So there's some weird stuff. And I feel right now, I'm sorry to change the subject from Content ID for a minute, but I feel right now that what if, Steve and I have talked about this lots of times, and he even predicted really the change at Motion Array in some ways, because he was like, you know, it could change any day, that whole arrangement, because back in 2021, we were making hand over fist just for putting songs up. And then it changed in January of 22. And then it was all about the staff picks. And unless you did well on staff picks, you really didn't do that well. And you could do super well on staff picks. But there seems to be something up with the math there. And it makes me wonder, are they pulling this away? Is Motion Array changing things to the point? I mean, everything could always change, but it's just a question I have right now. So anybody have any thoughts on that? I know that everybody who's on Motion Array this month is looking at that and going, what? Last month I got this much for that many downloads? Now, all this said, Motion Array usually does a correction around the 10th of the month after that, and they will correct us back up to a certain amount. But I am completely upside down from last month from what the download. Now, I don't have as many downloads as other people, but still I had at least 20, 30 more downloads than last month, and I made $20 or more less. So it's kind of crazy. And a lot of people, especially those people who make 500 to 1,000 a month at Motion Array, are really seeing some down months. So check your stats there and tell us what's going on. All right, so let's continue here. I want to talk a little bit now. We're going to talk to our friend, Chad Gippett. I mean, I don't have Stevie here with me today, so the best I can possibly do is talk to our friend. And yeah, I don't know if you know Chad, but Chad has been, you know, a friend of the channel for a few times. He joined us last a few videos ago, and Chad is a good guy. He's a little quiet, and you got to ask him thoughts. But we're going to talk to Chad right now and see what he has to say about Content ID and what Chad's thoughts are on this whole thing. And let me get me out of the way here, because we don't want to interrupt Chad's flow. Because once you get Chad in the flow, he really starts to ask us to kind of go crazy. So, all right, back to the screen here. So Chad, I'm just going to, and by the way, Chad is very shy, so you have to really type in answers to Chad Gippett. Chad, is Content ID important? I hope he doesn't, let me not type in all caps. I don't want to offend him. he didn't have much to say that. Is Content ID important to composers? Let's just say. I didn't put that in form of a question. I still have my caps lock on. Yes, he's telling us all about Content ID and what it is. And one thing he says here is, while Content ID is not directly tied to the creative process of composing music, it plays a crucial role in managing and protecting the rights and revenue associated with compositions once they are released and used in various online contexts. It's especially relevant for composers who want to maintain control over the work and ensure that they are compensated for its use. Well, thank you, Chad. I think we knew that. Let's ask this. Is there money to be made with Content ID? Question mark. Let's see what he has to say about this. You got to think about this. Yes, there is money to be made with Content ID, particularly for copyright holders, including musicians, composers, and content creators. Content ID allows copyright owners to monetize the use of their copyrighted materials and videos on platforms like YouTube. Here's how it works. Monetization. When someone uses your copyrighted content, such as music, in their videos on platforms like YouTube, you as the copyright owner have the option to monetize those videos. This means that ads can be displayed on those videos and you received a share of the ad revenue generated. This can be a source of income for copyright holders. Revenue sharing models typically involves a split between the copyright owner and the video uploader. So you could be sharing your revenue. And then content control and management. Content ID also gives copyright owners control over how their content is used. I haven't seen that yet, by the way. They can choose to block videos that use their content without permission, monetize them, or track and monitor usage. So I guess you could do that if you wanted to. However, it's important to note that the amount of money you can make with Content ID depends on several factors, including the popularity of your content, the number of views, the ad revenue generated by the videos, and the revenue sharing terms you have in place. Also know that you could have more than one person have songs in a video, and then they have to split up. If there's five songs used, well, the all those five songs will be split up as far as how much Content ID is going to be paid out for the music and divided five ways between the five people. So you got to remember that about Content ID as well. In summary, Content ID can be a significant source of revenue for copyright owners. Thank you. So let me just ask him one other thing about Content ID. And what was it that I wanted to ask? What companies collect Content ID? Let's just say, yes, it's giving us another description. Thank you, Chad. Some well-known entities that use Content ID to manage their copyright include Universal Music Group, Sony, Warner. Keep in mind that other platforms have their own systems. All right, let me ask this particular question. Is a distributor the best place to collect Content ID? You have to ask the questions very slow to Chad because he gets a little income, let's just say. Using a distributor can be a convenient way to help you collect Content ID income on platforms like YouTube, but whether it's the best place for you depends on your specific needs and circumstances. Here are some factors to consider. Expertise and relationships. Established music distribution companies often have expertise in managing content on platforms, and they may have established Content ID provider relationships. Might make it easier to get your music into the system. I don't think that's true. It also says efficiency. Distributors can handle the technical aspects of setting up and managing your music in Content ID systems, which can save you time and effort. They typically have processes in place. Distributors can help you monetize your music effectively by managing ads on videos that use your music. I don't know what that's about. Global reach. Many distributors have global reach, which means your music can be managed in Content ID systems for videos all around the world. Well, I think most of the video places like AdRev or Identify are finding uses all over YouTube and all over the world. Alternatives, you can manage content yourself or work directly with YouTube to set up and manage your content in the system. In conclusion, using a distributor to collect Content ID can sometimes be a viable option, especially if you want a streamlined hassle approach. However, it's essential to carefully evaluate the costs, terms, and services offered by the distributor to determine. Some independent musicians and content creators, like me, choose to handle Content ID management themselves. And so, I, again, if you're looking for the easy button, then yes, go ahead and have your distributor, CD Baby, whoever it is, collect your Content ID. But to be honest with you, I just don't think that is the best way. I think, again, and Chad, thank you for your comments. Always helpful and always interesting. But I just have to say, I think it's very important to pick a Content ID collector that's focused on Content ID collection, because I just can't see that DistroKid, with all the other 100 things they do, is going to be as focused on, unless they've got like an N with an identifier, they're using Hawk or someplace like that. I think at one point, if I'm not mistaken, I think that CD Baby was using Hawk for a while, if I'm not mistaken, to track their Content ID. But anyway, and Hawk is the company that owns Identify. But anyway, I think it's very important. Again, you can see my videos about Identify. I'll put that in the description below. But right now, I think it's very important that you pick somebody who is going to work for you. And Identify has worked for me. Plus, And you need to know that Identify is a 70-30 split. I get 70%, they keep 30. But there's nothing up front. There's no payment up front. It's not like with DistroKid, you have to literally pay a yearly fee, which isn't that much. It's $5 or something. But then they take 20% out as well, and that just goes on forever. And again, I don't know if I can, as much as I love DistroKid, which I love DistroKid, I'm not really sure that they can collect that well on my behalf. And so I use a dedicated company to do that for me. All right, so any thoughts on this, throw them in the chat because I'm getting near the end. And now that we are getting to the end, those of you still watching are going to hear about something that I have been working on for a while. And I'm even going to show it to you. It's a little something that I like to call streams. And streams is actually short for music income streams. But let me just show you this site and show you what is going on here. I've been very quiet about it. I have only been kind of beta testing it so far, but I'm going to show you a little bit about streams. And here it is, a nice, bright, beautiful place to talk to people. We have new people coming in all the time. You can see Andreas in there. You'll see me, and there's Arco, the people you would expect. Bornyar is in there and talking about some things, but also people that I don't know, new people. We have lots of things available on this from, I have like a little video where I kind of tell you what you can expect here and tell you to come on in. The water's fine. A place where you can introduce yourself. And here is somebody new introducing themselves today. Then we have something I call the pool, which is a music feedback section. You can come and share a song and get some community feedback from different people who are on the platform. And then we have the community tab, which is basically just talking about everything and anything. And I'll also put up my videos here. This is the orchestration video I was talking about with Dave and I that we did a few days ago. And I think this turned out really well. And so if you're interested in how to do orchestration, you can go and see that at the Hello Composers channel. I have an Ask Anything thing. So people, we're getting also ready to put a tech kind of question here for people who just have tech questions, general tech questions. And then we have the streams. And this is really, to be honest with you, one of the reasons why I made streams in the first place. Because I just really wanted this to be a place where you could come and get information, similar to the way you can come and get in our Discord. But Discord, it's a very dark place. It's a very scary place. You feel like you're in the basement of some coder's building, sharing stuff with people. And while we still have the Discord, it's not going anywhere, as far as I know. But we have great conversations in there all the time. That's where there's a lot of conversations going on about Motion Array right now. But as you'll see here, I have a sync licensing way that we're going to talk about just sharing your wins or talking about or asking questions about sync licensing, stock music licensing and microsync, DSPs, Spotify, Apple Music. We have polls in here, which is really cool. That's something we can't do on Discord. We have music publishing, asking questions about where people are with this. We have artist income, so you can kind of, if you consider yourself an artist or you can talk about artists, being an artist and the income you make there, selling sheet music, teaching music, and there's a lot of teachers or people in different kind of areas of teaching in here. And then music production we talk about, and this is something that I really plan to go farther in on this channel, is being a independent music producer and making music income. Folks, if you want to make income with the skills you have already, if you're doing any kind of production music, you should be able to do this anyway. You should be able to find clients and show them what you've been doing for your licensing stuff and get production gigs and find them at places like Upwork and find them places like SoundBetter. You guys should be doing that. Then I kind of have a catch-all category, everything else, and there'll probably be other categories. I want to keep it kind of succinct and to the main categories of music income. But you can find that all here at Music Income Streams. It's absolutely free. You can come and join anytime. And there are going to be some other levels. Let me show you some other levels over here. Also, all my free stuff is here. All the eBooks that you usually can get from me, you can get right here and just download them, eBooks and courses. And then we get into some paid streams, which is the current, which is our teaching stream. And I just did a video, kind of example about what kind of teaching I'm going to be doing in this stream. And it's for a monthly fee. And then we will do a weekly training where I will do a weekly training like this one. This one right here is exactly what you would see where I went through. And there were several people that joined us. There's Bornyar right there, but about five people joined me and asked questions. So it's a great time, a private kind of teaching every week. And then behind the scenes videos are going to be here. The stock market and getting in sync eBooks are part of this level. You get so much, 25% off any courses or anything like that. And then we've got the flow, which is a private music feedback from me weekly, not necessarily through a video, but well, it could be through a video feedback, but you send me a song, I give you some feedback on it. And then 50% off all our courses. And then we have our mastermind stream where you can be part of our masterminds as well. So a lot of stuff in here, but most of it is free. All this community stuff here, the streams and all the free stuff. So if you're someone who is wanting to be part of stuff, it's pretty easy to get to. You just go to musicincomestreams.com and make the music you love and make music income. That's what it's all about. Come on in to streams at Make Music Income. Let me put the thing up here and come on in. The water is fine. And would love to have you part of this kind of new, quiet so far community. This is the first time I've talked about it online. For the rest of the time, I've been just inviting people. And so let me get back to here and let me get you the link that you need to know. So musicincomestreams.com, go there. Just join for free. You're going to see the different options when you log in, when you go to that site. And you can just go right in and just get in there for free and come in and talk to us and tell us who you are, ask any questions, read. It's kind of like a food pantry. You bring food or you take food. Whatever you need, you take, and whatever you can give, you give. And so that's what Music Income Streams is going to be like, kind of a brighter, more interesting version of our Discord, but really for everyone. And so far, it's been a lot of fun. All right, everybody. Well, that's about all I have. Let me look and see if there's been any other comments and reactions. Genji just said subbed. Hey, thanks. Peace. Thanks for coming in. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Stevie B, Genuine Free Willies in the house. Andreas, Arco, everybody else who is in here. Signature Music, Hambone Tunes, Ron, Thomas. Everybody, thanks for joining me today. It's been a good time. And I hope this has been helpful to you with the information about Content ID. I do believe in it. I think you should use it. And if you're not using it, then you might be missing out on some serious income, especially if you are very involved or trying to be involved in stock music licensing, micro licensing, whatever you want to call it. Andreas, thank you so much. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Glad we were able to get the audio working today. Have a great week. And make sure you join me tomorrow on the Hello Composers channel. I'll put a little thing over here on the Make Music Income channel, but make sure you go to the Hello Composers. I'm going to be doing some live composing tomorrow morning, like I have the past few Wednesdays. It gets me going. It makes me get to work. So thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week. We'll see you. Bye-bye.